is Shira's Masechta, my cotton daf chof. We will begin on Yud Tes on the base, six lines from the bottom. As we had discussed in our previous shurim, the halacha is that if somebody, Achman Slan, is nifter on Yontif, Shiva does not begin until after Yontif. Now the Gemara wants to discuss, as we now learn, what's the halacha with Shloshim? If the Tira, Rachman al-Slan, was on Yontif, so the Shiva only begins after Yontif. And the question that the Gemara is going to discuss now is as far as the Shloshim is concerned. What is the halacha with the Shloshim? Ask the Gemara, Boi Menei Abaya Mi Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following question. Cover Baragil, if they were Makavar somebody on Regal, so the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yontif. The question is, regal oil oil minyan shloshim, is the yontif included in the shloshim? Or in regal oil oil minyan shloshim, the shloshim only will begin also after yontif. And it's an interesting discussion, even though we're saying that certainly the shloshim do not begin until after, the shiva does not begin until after yontif. What about dvarim shibitzina, things that are done not publicly? Do they also not begin until after the Yontif? Or Dvarim Betzina says do begin during even on Yontif. Machloikus Rishonim, and most Paiskim are of the opinion that the Dvarim Betzina do apply during the Yontif, even though the actual Shiva does not begin until after Yontif. L'minyan Shiva, says the Gemara, as far as the Shiva is concerned, there is no question. As we just said, Shiva doesn't ever happen on Yontif. The question that we are now going to discuss is L'minyan Shiv Shloshim. Because under normal circumstances, Nohaga Mitzvah Shloshim Beregel. Yontif doesn't take away the count of the Shloshim. Mai. What will be the halacha here? Amalei said Rabbi Tabaya Eina Oila. The Shloshim does not begin until after Yontif. And the simple pshat in the Gemara is that if the Shiva didn't begin, then the Shloshim cannot begin either. Esvei, so Abaya asked Rabbi the following question. It says in a brisa, Hakoyves Meisa Shnei Yom Koino Regal. According to our Mishnah, of course, we're going to see in our shiur today that that is not necessarily the halacha. But according to what we learned in our Mishnah, the halacha is that in order for Yontif to lift the Shiva, you have to have sat 3 days of Shiva before Yontif. And the Gemara begins now with somebody only Kavis Meisa Shnei Yom Kai the Regal. He only sat Shiva for 2 days before Yontif. So the halacha is, he still has to make up 5 more days. Minor chamisha yom acha regel. He counts 5 days after Yontif. And then the halacha is, melachnas aydei acherim. Since this havelus, this shiva is different than most shivas. You know, we've discussed in our Masechta more than once, that when somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is sitting shiva, he's not allowed to do melacham. He's not a worker. He's not allowed to have other people work on his behalf. Here, because it's already such a while since the nifter was nifter, the halacha is somewhat different, and the halacha is that the menas melachta idei acherim. There's a machloikus rishonim. However, what does that mean? Taisa says that only by davar ovid. By davar ovid, we're lenient that even if it would be a davar ovid, that normally we would not be lenient by shiva, here we are lenient. The Ritva disagrees, and the Ritva says that, again, because there's a special rule to be lenient here, says the Ritva, we are so lenient that even if it's not a davar ovid, it would be allowed to be done. And moreover, the Ritva says, part of the leniency that Ritva suggests takes place is that the Ritva says that if he has people who work for him in his house, his avodim and his shivchos, the halacha is that they could do work in his home. They just may only do it b'tzina. They can't do it publicly. But again, the halacha is melacha nasas aydei acherim. Avodim b'shvach oisloi b'tzina b'toich beisoi. They're allowed to do quietly in his home. What do we see from here? He may not do the melacha. Ein Rabbi Masachski Moi continues the Braisa that people don't come to be Menachem Ovelhim after, since it's already past the 7 days. Shukvanis Askaboy Rabbim Beregel. People came to Menachem Ovelhim on Yontif. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even though Yontif takes away the Shiva, it doesn't take away that he's an Ovel. Moreover, not only does it not take away that he's an Ovel, the halacha is that people could come be Menachem Ovel him during Yontif. And therefore, there's no point to be Menachem him after Yontif. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Klal Shadavah, the rule is, Kol Shemashim Evel, anything that the Ovel has to himself do, Regel Mafsik, he shouldn't follow those halacha. We call Meshim Eskir Rabbim, Rashi explains Tanchumei Avelim. That is Iskei Rabbim. Ein Regel Mafsikoi. The Regel doesn't take away. Interesting question. We know Rachman Tzlan. Somebody, an Ovel, comes home from a Levaya. We serve him a Sudas of raw, different foods, bread and egg, and the halacha. Moreover, is that Sudas of raw should not be from the Ovel's own food. Rather, other people should bring the food to the Ovel. And as a machlokes hapoiskim, do we make a Sudas Avra during Chol HaMoed? The Gesher HaChaim suggests that we only make a Sudas Avra on Chol HaMoed for a father and a mother. If one is Nebuch sitting Shiva and a father and mother, even though he's not sitting Shiva yet because it's Yontif, the Sudas Avra is made for parents, not for other relatives. And he also says that they bring bread for the Sudas Avra, but the hard-boiled egg is not eaten by the Sudas Avra on Chol HaMoed. Kavri Shlosh Yom Sofer Regel, if they bury him 3 days towards the end of Yontif, again, so the Avelim have not sat Shiva. So the loch is minus Shiva acharegel. He counts Shiva after Yontif. Abar Yom and Rishonim. So there was a total of three days in Yontif. So Yontif anyway only took away 3 days of the Shiva. So the loch is Abar Yom and Rishonim Rabbi Masaskimai. For the first 4 days that they're sitting Shiva, people come to Menachem Avol. Shlosh Yom and Machronim. But the 3 days of the Shiva that this person is experiencing, ain Rabbi Misaskenboy, they don't come to Menachem Ovel him, Shekvanis Askoy Beregel, because 3 days people were already Menachem Ovel him on Yontif, and Regel Oiloloi, and therefore for Tanchumi Avelim, the Yontif already took place. And as all the Mepharshim explained this Gemara, the way to understand this Gemara, it's not necessarily 3 days or 4 days. The point of the Gemara is, as many days as he had on Yontif after the Levaya, that's as many days that afterwards we don't keep, that afterwards people don't come to be Menachem Avol. My laugh, so Abaye says, from this price it says, that the regal is part of the Shloshim. My lava seifa. When the Brisa says that the regal is part of the shloshim, doesn't it mean that even though he was buried on regal, it's still considered part of the shloshim? It's clearly different than what Rava said, that if the levaya only took place on Yontif, the shloshim begins after Yontif. So the Gemara loy aresha. It's talking about a case where he sat shiva at least partially before Yontif. So since he sat partial shiva before Yontif, that's when the shloshim begins, and Yontif doesn't take away that shloshim. But if no shiva was done before Yontif, then no shloshim begins until after Yontif. Esrei. But Abaye asked, looked at the Braisa. Regal oiloi lemin yishloshim. The Braisa clearly says that the regal is including part of the shloshim. And the Braisa explains, Kate said, cover metechilas harevel, if he was buried at the beginning of the yontif, minus shiva yom achar regal. We count, he has to be done, so there was nothing to take off the shiva, so the shiva after yontif. And as we said earlier, here we're a little more lenient regarding people working on his behalf, and therefore malachtoi nasas aydei echerim, vavod v'shvachas ois mitzin b'toich beisoi, v'rabim ein rabim asaskan boi, people don't come to be menachem avol him, shukvan asaskan b'regel, because they already were menachem avol him on yontif. V'regel oiloloi, and Brisa says that the yontif is counted towards the shloshim. To Yufta, this is clearly a refutation of Rav's opinion where none of the Shiva took place during Yontif. The halacha is that you don't start Shloshim until after Yontif. He asked Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Amar Rav Yochanan, afilu kavur beregel, even if somebody was buried on Yontif, the halacha is that the Shloshim begins. Kain Oyerler Blazer Abdas Berei, Afilu Kavur Beregel, even if he was buried on Yontif and Shiva will only begin after Yontif, the Shloshim commence immediately. But we just learned in a case, says the Das Torah, that if the Nifter was Nifter, let's say with 3 days Yontif, the halacha is that since 3 days of Yontif, people were being Menachem Avol him, after Yontif, even though his shiva is a whole 7 days, the nicham avelim is only for 4 days, because 3 days of nicham avelim already took place. So the Das Torah from the Masham makes an interesting observation. He says, we know that people refrain from being menachem avol. People refrain from being menachem avol on the first 3 days. So what are we saying that he already had nicham avelim for 3 days? There was no Nicham Avelim for 3 days because people don't come to be Menachem Avol during the first 3 days. So the Das Torah says a very important explanation. He says it's not that people don't come to be Menachem Avol during the first 3 days. Of course people can and may be Menachem Avol during the first 3 days. The difference between the Nicham Avelim, which takes place during the first 3 days, versus the Nicham Avelim that takes place afterwards, is not regarding the people who are being Menachem Avol. It's regarding the Avol. During the first 3 days, even if somebody comes to be Menachem Avol him, he won't be consoled. Afterwards, he begins to be consoled. But as far as being allowed to come be Menachem Avol, says the Masham, of course, we're allowed to begin Menachem Avol even during the first 3 days. And that's what we saw in Am Gemara. Of course, it could also be suggested that maybe under normal circumstances, one should not be Menachem Avol during the first 3 days. But as we're explaining our Gemara is referring to a situation where it was Yontif. Maybe on Yontif, you're allowed to be Menachem Avol even during the first 3 days after the Patira. Tana Rabbanan, Kiyem Kfiyas HaMeita, one of the halachas of Avelis that we spoke about previously is the halacha of Kfiyas HaMeita. Says the Gemara, Kiyam Kfiyas HaMeita Shloshi Yomim Kodim HaRegel. If 3 days the person did Kfiyas HaMeita, the halacha is Ein Tzarech L'Kfiyas HaRegel. And under these circumstances, the Yontif lifts the Avela. So the question is, the point of this Gemara is that once the person has 3 days of Shiva before Yontif, Yontif lifts the Shiva. So why does the Gemara speak specifically about Kfiyas HaMeita? So the Ritva explains that Kfiyas HaMeita is not really a velus that affects the Oval himself. It's an external observance of a velus, that he's not sitting on a regular bed. Says the Ritva that the Gemara is coming to teach us that even if he just did Kfiyas HaMeita, it's considered that he fulfilled Mitzvah Shiva, and therefore 3 days he did this before Yontif, Yontif lifts in it. Now, there's a question that the Rishonim debate. This, the Kfur was obviously in our case, in our Gemara, 3 days before Yom Tov. But the Gemara says that he had to observe the Shiva. Because if he didn't observe the Shiva, then the Yom Tov can't lift the Shiva. The question is, what does that mean? Does that mean that even B'shoigig, if he didn't observe the Shiva, the halacha will be that the Shiva is not lifted? Was it only B'mezid? But if he didn't do the Shiva because he didn't know, there could be the Paiskim discuss that the Shiva, the Yom Tov will take away the Shiva. V'chamayim, afil yom echad afil shu'achas. Even if the person kept one moment that way, the halacha is the Yom Tov lifts the Shiva. Amar Belozer, Reb Shimon, hein hein deri b'shamay hein b'sil. This machloikis is actually a machloikis b'sham b'sil. Shibeshamay m'shloish yomim. B'shamay opinion is that unless Shiva was observed for 3 days before Yom Tov, it can't be lifted by Yom Tov. B'sil oimrim, afilu yom echad, even 1 day of Shiva, even 1 moment of Shiva, the halacha is lifted. And as the Rishash points out, that even though our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, said 3 days, so one Pshat Rishash suggests is that our Mishnah said 3 days, but our Mishnah did not mean that they necessarily have to have 3 days. Our Mishnah maybe agrees that a figu shoymech shoachas, a very bechidish. The other way of understanding the Gemara goes back to a concept that we've discussed a number of times and will still discuss. That the halacha is halacha kamekel be'avel. We always follow the most lenient approach when it comes to avelus, and that's why we take this lenient approach here as well. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chibar, Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, v'amar le Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chibar, Abba, Rav Huna, afilu yamech v'afshil achas. Even if it kept the smallest amount of avelus, then Yom Tov lifts the avelus. Rav Amar Loch Ketana Didon. The halacha is like the Tana, like Rabbi Lezer, Dama Shloisha, that you have to have Shiva been observed for 3 days in order for Yom Tov to lift the Shiva. Ravina Ikla L'Sur de Pras. Ravina came to the city of Sur de Pras. Amalei Rav Chaviva L'Ravina, Hilchus Semai. He asked him, what is the halacha? Amalei, and he responded, Afila Yom Echad, Afila Sha'achas, the Shiva is lifted. And that's the halacha, that the halacha is that Shiva is lifted as soon as there was even the slightest amount of Shiva observed before Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Yosef Chibar Abba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Akila, Rav Yitzchak Ben Elozer. Nafka Milsa Mevenayim. And they began speaking Halochim. And the question that they asked was, Menayim La'Avela Shiva. Where do we know that 7 days is the amount of days that we observe the Avelis? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv. The Pasuk says about the Churban of Eretz Yisrael, just like Yom Tov is a 7 day Yom Tov, af Avelus Shiva, so too is Avelus for 7 days. But ask the Gemara, if we're learning for Yom Tov, maybe we should learn from Shavuos. And Shavuos is Chag Yoima. Shavuos is only a 1 day Yom Tov. Answers the Gemara, the Lima that we're going to learn Hilchos Avelus from Shavuos is for another halacha. That somebody only finds out, as we're going to learn, about Shmur Chayka. If somebody only found out about the Ptira after the Shloishim, that it's only a 1 day Shiva, the Ksiv, so what the Gemara is saying is, we're learning from both types of Yom Tovim. We have Yom Tovim that are a 7 day Yom Tov, and we have Yom Tovim that are 1 day Yom Tov. So of course, the Tosfos points out from the Yerushalmi that Sukkos is an 8 day Yom Tov. And Tosfos answers that we don't learn from Shmini Atzeres, because the 8th day, as we've learned when we learned Masechta Sukkos, is Shmini Regel B'Pnei Atzmai. It's a Yom Tov by itself, and we don't learn from, it's a separate Yom Tov, so it's not an 8 day Yom Tov, it's a 7 day Yom Tov. And as the Rishonim explain, what the Gemara means to say is, the Pasuk indeed compares Avelus to Yom Tov. And when we compare it to Yom Tov, we could compare it to the 7 day Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkos. We could compare it to Shavuos, which is the 1 day Yom Tov. And the Gemara says we compare it to both types of Yom Tovim. And it makes more sense to compare Shmur Chayka, which is a lesser Avelis, to the smaller amount of time, the one day, and the law and the greater Avelis, when somebody hears about the Avelis right when it happens, to the longer Yontif, which is 7 days. But Taisus says, the Gemara says, that we learned the din of Shiva from the Pasuk in Amos. And the question is, why don't we learn from the Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, where the Pasuk says, V'yas l'aviv evil shivas yamim. So Rishami says that we don't learn from anything that happened kaidem matan Torah. Another pshat that Taisva says, that shivas yamei evil took place before the Kfura. But when we speak about Shiva, we mentioned this many times, a Shiva is after the Kfura, and therefore that Pasuk cannot serve as the source for Hilchus Shiva. But many Mefarshim ask the question that there are many halachas, in fact, some halachas that we've learned in this Masechta, that we learned from Kaidin Matan Torah. We learn a lot of how rules about Shiduchim from Lovin, and Lovin was before Matan Torah. So why is the fact that this Pasuk, a Pasuk before Matan Torah, a reason not to learn from it? So I saw a beautiful teretz from Rabbi Yosef. As we learned, and we'll continue learning, Avelis is so powerful that it takes away some halachas that we're obligated to do midaraisa. So if we would have learned Hilchas Avelis, Hilchas Shiva, from before Matan Torah, we wouldn't know that Avelis has the ability to take away dinim that mechuyev to do midaraisa, that were mechuyev to wear tefillin, that were mechuyev to learn Torah. So we only can learn Avelis from after Matan Torah. When we learn Avelis from after Matan Torah, then we could learn that Avelis is so powerful that it could take away dinim from deraisa. Another teretz that the Chasam Sofer offers. The Pasuk says, Bonim atam l'Hashem elokeichem. The Torah connects the fact that we're a Kaddish Baruch Hu's children. The Torah, when it speaks about Avelis, connects it to the fact that we're Bonim l'Hashem elokeichem. We weren't Bonim l'Hashem elokeichem until Matan Torah. So since we weren't Bonim l'Hashem elokeichem until Matan Torah, the Hilchos Avelis could not be learned from anything that took place before Matan Torah. Another point that I saw is that the Sefer Likutei Yehuda quotes the Imri Emes. He says, the Gemara says, that before Adam Arishin did the Aveira with the Eitz Hadas, there would have never been Misa in the world. There would have never been death. So he says, it doesn't mean that nobody would have ever died. What it means is that when a person felt that he's ready to leave the world, then he would have died. He says he would have made a suda and he would die. What happened is by the Aveira of Adam Arishin, death became part of life and we don't have a right to choose. The Pasuk that Amos speaks about, explained the Imri Emes, is speaking about the Aveira of Adam Arishin. And therefore, since Adam Arishin is the one that brought that death to the world, that's why the halacha is that it's the pasuk that we learn Hilchos Avelis from. Another pshat that I saw, the pasuk says v'fachta chageichem le'evil, that nowadays there's Avelis in the world, but what's going to be when Mashiach comes? When Mashiach comes, and there will no longer be death in the world, there'll be tcheilus chameisim. So that's why this pasuk is so beautiful. Now, chageichem have became ovel. But when Mashiach comes, b'meherim yameinu, the ovel, the days that we keep avelis, will be just the opposite. They will become chag. They will become yom tovim. So we just learned the halacha of Shmur Ruchayka and Shmur Kroiva. So the Gemara delves in to that halacha. Tana Rabbanan, Shmur Kroiva. If somebody hears about the patira of a relative within the shloishim, nahag shiva v'shloishim, then the person has to keep all the halachas of shiva v'shloishim. However, the poskim say, first of all, the day that he hears, as we spoke earlier, he has to sit, has to get a Sudas Havra. Moreover, the Shloshim ends Shloshim after the Patira, not Shloshim after he heard. Shmur Chayka, but if it was a Shmur Chayka, then the halacha is Ein in Heges El Yom Echad. Explains the Braisa. If he heard it within 30 days of the Ptira, then he keeps the, then it's considered Shmur Kriva. Lach Ruchaika, Ruchaika is Lach Shloshim Yom, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Chum Aimrim and the Chum hold Ach Shmur Kriva, Ach Shmur Ruchaika, Nahagas Shiva Vishloshim, that you have to keep Shiva Vishloshim. What's going to be the halacha if a katan, when a close relative passed away, that and he was at that point a katan, but now during that time he became a gadol? Is it considered like a shmur kriva or a shmur rechayka? The Maram says that it's like a shmur kriva, and if now he's a gadol, he has to keep shiva v'shloshim. The Rosh disagrees. What's going to be the halacha if he heard it on day 30. Some explain that he heard on day 30. We applied the halacha that we've discussed earlier in Amasechta, a mixes hayoyim kikulay, and day 30 after the beginning of the, after the day began, it's already going to be after Shmur Chayka. Some say that as far as this halacha is concerned, we don't count the mixes hayoyim kikulay, and as long as he still hears when it is day 30, he keeps the shiva, and he has to observe a full-fledged shiva. The question also is, from when do we start counting the 30 days? Do we count from the Yom HaMisa, from the day that this person passed away, or do we count from the Yom HaKvura? The opinion of the Shach is that we go after the day that he actually died. There are other Paiskim that say that we follow the day that he was buried, and that would, if the burial was not the same day as the death, it would push off when it becomes a Shmur Ruchayka. Amar Rabba B'Bachana, Amar B'Yochran. Kamakun Shatam Moitzi. Wherever in Shas you find a Yochid Mekel, Rabba Machmirim, Halach Rabbim. We always follow the opinion of the Rabbim, even if the opinion of the Yochid makes sense. Of course, the Rishonim all point out, our Gemara does not mean to say that we always follow the opinion of the Rabbim. The Gemara says is that under normal circumstances, we follow the opinion of the Rabbim. Chutz Mizu. This is an exception. The Rabbi Rabbi Kiva Mekel, Rabbi Kiva in this halacha is the lenient opinion. V'chom machmir v'chom machmir. Halacha Rabbi Kiva, halacha Rabbi Kiva. Dama Shmuel, because as we've been saying, halacha k'divrei ha-mekel ba'ovel. Says the Gemara, Rachanina asked Shmuel davur mibechazoi. He got notice that his father passed away. Asla kameder of Chizda, and he asked, and it was a Shmuel Ruchayka, and he asked Rav Chizda, how should he observe? Amalei Shmuel Ruchayka and in the Heges Ella Yoyim Echad. He paskened that it's only one day. Rav Nosson bar Ami asla Shmuel the imi bechazoi, again with a Shmuel Ruchayka. Asla kameder Rava, and he came to ask Rava, what should he do? Amalei Amro Shmuel Ruchayka and in the Heges Ella Yoyim Echad. Asked the Gemara, Eisvei, the Brisa says, when is the halacha that it's only Yom Echad, b'chamisha masei mitzvah? By the five relatives, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, and a wife. Aval aviv el imoy, by a parent, shiva v'shloshim. No matter when you hear, you have to follow shiva v'shloshim. Amalei, he responded, yechidahi. This opinion is yechidah. And the Rishonim point out that this is not only, as we're going to see in the Gemara, the opinion of a Yechidah. So the question is, why is it considered a Yechidah? So Ritva says, a Yechidah doesn't mean that it only represents the opinion of one individual. The point is that most disagree, or Yechidah is another way of saying that we don't paskin this way, and that's why it's called a Yechidah. The Tanya says the Gemara Ma'aseh Meis Avos Reb Tzadik beGinzik. His father passed away in Ginzik. And they notified him 3 years later. Above a shower of Elisha ben Avuya, v'zakenim Shimai, they asked Elisha ben Avuya, who's not the achr that we have in throughout Shas, and other zakenim, v'amlai noik shiva v'shloishim. K'meis, b'noishav achi b'goyla, yoshala shiva v'shloishim. But the Gemara is saying that this is not the halacha that we accept. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Rabba bar achu d'rabchiyah, d'b'achse d'rabchiyah. So the way the Rishonim explain, Rav married a woman and they had a son called Ivai. And then this woman passed away and he had another son, and Rav Acha married a woman and they had a baby and a son whose name was Ivai. This first wife, Rav Acha, passed away. He married another woman, and with that woman he had Rav Chiya. So it turns out that Iva and Rav Chiya were brothers from a father, not from the same mother. Then Rav Acha was Nifta, and Rav Chiya's mother married another woman, and another man, and they had a daughter who married Iva. Now Iva and this woman had no relationship. So they married Iva, who was Rav Chiya's brother from the same father, and they had a baby whose name was Rav. Says the Gemara, Rav Bar Uchva de Rav Chiya, Rav was the nephew of Rav Chiya, to Ba'achse de Rav Chiya, who Rav was also the nephew because he was the sister of the son of the sister of Rav Chiya. He saw Klahasim when he came from Bavot HaTzisrael, Omalei Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya asked him, Abba Kayim, is my brother, is your father alive? That who is my brother, is your father still alive? Amalei, so he didn't want to tell him directly that his father is no longer alive. He says, Ima Kayemis, you should have asked me about my mother, who's your sister. Amalei, Ima Kayemis, is your mother still alive? Amalei, Abba Kayim, why are you asking me about my mother, not about my father? So he understood that they were both no longer alive. Amalei l'shamei, so he told his assistant, Chaloitzli menali, take off my shoes, and then take and follow me right away to the bathhouse. So here we learn the halacha is that one should not be quick to speak and tell people about people who are nifter. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Tuf Beis, Sif Yud Beis teaches us, Mishemes Lemes, if somebody lost a relative, and he doesn't know, there's no obligation to tell him. There's even by a parent. Don't be the person to take his clothing, to tell him the bad news. Says the Shmami not Tlas. We learn from this halacha, from this story, three halachas. Shmami not. From this we learn that Oval may not wear also in the nilus sandal. So all the Rishonim ask, the Rabban asks, we know that the Ovel's not all wear shoes. What is the Gemara trying to teach us? The answer is to teach us that if the Ovel just kept Hilchus Avelis with taking off his shoes, so we would maybe think that that is not considered such a serious show of Avelis, because there are people that walk many times without shoes. Teaches us our Gemara that just taking off the shoe is considered enough of an observance of the Shiva. V'shmamina, Shmur Chayke Enin HaHegas El Yoyim Echad, because he said right afterwards, we could go to the mikvah. V'shmamina, that Yoyim Echad, we apply the rule of Mixes HaYoyim Kekula. So what we see from here, that he kept only one day, 1 minute of Avelis. And we learned before that Rav Achya said that you have to keep full-fledged Shiva V'Shloishim. Answers the Gemara, Rav Chiya L'Chud, Rav Achya L'Chud. Rav Chiya, Rav Achya are two different individuals, and they don't have to agree. Rav Chiya holds that Shmur Rechayka, we keep just Shor Achas. Rav Achya holds that Shmur Rechayka, we keep Shiva V'Shloishim.
the Rishonim, the Ritva, other Rishonim say that from this Gemara, from this story, we can learn some other halachas also. What we can learn that even if it's a relative who informs you that you lost a close relative, he is trusted. It's not considered edus. And that's why even if it's only one individual who's giving you this information, again, even though it's just one person, and normally for edus, one is not enough, for this is enough. Another halacha that we learn from this, says the Ritva, is that if somebody has to keep a velus for Shmur Rechaika for two different individuals, for two different relatives, the halacha is you could keep it with one sitting of Shiva. And that's here, where it was his brother and his sister, he just kept 1 hour of Shiva, and that was enough. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Ovin. Shama Shmur Kroiva, B'toich Rego, somebody heard during Yontif that one of his close relatives passed away. And then it was still within the 30 days. Well, Matzah Regel, but as we've been learning, one does not sit down Shiva until after Yontif. And at that point, it was already after 30 days. Oilaloi, the halach is that the Yontif, it's considered as if he only heard the Shmur after Yontif, and therefore, V'enanoi Gala Yoy Mechad, he only keeps 1 day, like by every Shmur Rechaika. Says the Gemara, Taner of Ado, the Minkisri Kameder, Rabbi Yochanan, Shama Shmur Kroiva B'Shabbos. Similar case, where he only heard the Shmur Kroiva on Shabbos, and then Shabbos, we don't sit down Shiva, and then L'Matzu Shabbos, by the time Matzu Shabbos comes, and then it's ready Rechaika, again, the halacha is, Enanoig Elo Yom Echad. Even though, point out to Rishonim, that Shabbos, Avelis is kept for Dvarim B'Sinah. Still, Shabbos is not considered a day of Shiva. And therefore, if it's only going to start Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos is ready after day 30, he treats it like a Shmur Rechaika. Ask the Gemara, in the case of Shmur Rechaika, Kareya in a Kareya, is there Chiyav Kriya or not? Ramani Amar, in a Kareya, Rechinina Amar Kareya, Amar Chloikis, if there is a chiyuv kriya. Amalei Ramani Rav Chanina. Bishlama l'di d'amina ena kriya. According to me, that holds that by Shmur Kroiv Ruchayka, there is no kriya. Hanu d'loi ikka ve'el shiva. That's how I understand that since there is no shiva, if there's no shiva, there's no kriya. Ela d'achta amit kriya, you say that there is kriya. So he asked him, kriya b'loi shiva mi ikka? Is the kriya without shiva? So as the Ravid points out, even though the halach is that if somebody's rebbe or chacham with nifter, the halach is that we keep shiva, we do kriya, and then there's no shiva. He says that's a special halacha in kavara Torah. But when there's a velus for a relative, the Gemara says that they travel together. Ask the Gemara, v'loi, is that true that shiva and kriya travel together? For Tani Isa Avud Reb Zera, V'amalei Achvad Reb Zera, Kameid Reb Zera, Mi She'en Loi Chaluk L'Kroya. If somebody doesn't have a garment to tear, some explain that the person doesn't have any clothing. Or another pshat is that he doesn't have any of his own clothing. He's wearing borrowed clothing. And the people who lent him the clothing that he may wear them. But they did not lend him the clothing that he could tear them. So again, mi she'en loy chalak l'kroya, nizdaman loy b'toich shiva, and in the middle of the shiva, he does get a garment, the loch is kareya, he's allowed to, kareya, lach, he does kriya, lach a shiva, but after shiva, ain't a kareya. Too late to kriya. Ani rav chizayir basrei, b'medva mamurim, b'chameshi mitzvah. When is this said? By the brother, sister, son, daughter, wife. Al imay va'aviv, even if you didn't do kriya during the shiva, kriya va'helch. So we see clearly that shiva could be done even after, that kriya could be done even after the shiva. Answers the Gemara, that kriya is not because hilchas kriya. That kriya comes for a different reason altogether. It's done
the cover of Avimai. When he, as a sign of respect to for his parents, he does Kriya. But it's not Kriya that's connected to Hilchos Shiva. Tarabonim. Kol Amar Parshas Kohanim. Any relative that's mentioned in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, Shekai Matamlehem, that even though the Torah says that a Kohen should never be Matam himself, but by these relatives, the Torah does instruct them to become Tameh, Avol Mesabalehem. These are relatives for which an Avol has to sin Avelos. Veilein, who are these relatives? Ishtoi, Aviv, Imai, Achiv, a paternal brother, a Chaisai, a paternal sister who's not married, Benai Abitai. Haisif Oleim, then Chazal extended the list, Achiv, Achaisai, Psulam, Imai, his brother and his sister from his mother, Vachais and Asua, and a married sister, Beimi Ava Beimi Imai, whether it's a maternal sister or paternal sister. Continues the Gemara. Ukshem Shem Saba Aleim, just like one has to sit Shiva on these relatives, Kach Mesaba Ashneim Shalem. Even though, if these people are sitting Shiva, even though the people that they're sitting Shiva for are not that close to him, that he would have to sit Shiva, he has to sit Shiva for them. That means, the simplest example, that if somebody's grandfather died, so there is no Chiv Shiva on a grandfather, but his father is sitting Shiva, so since his father is sitting Shiva, he has to participate in the Shiva. Or, if his grandchild, Rachmana Litzlan, Leilayna V'Leilechem, passed away, there's no Shiva on a grandchild, but his child, the parent of this person, this child who died, is sitting Shiva, so he has to participate in the Shiva. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Einam Abba, the only time where one has to participate in Avelis, if it's not one of the Shiva Krivim, is Al Ela Ben Benai, Vali Avi Aviv. Only on a grandchild and a grandfather. V'cham Omer, the Chama hold, Kol Shemas Abbalov, anybody who's a close enough relative that is sitting, that he would have to sit Shiva for such a person, Mis'abal Aymai. And the reason is to show that if a close relative is sitting Shiva, so the Rishonim say that he wants to show that he's participating in that Shiva. But the Rama already says that Bizman Azeb, the Allah, we're not that makbid in this type of Avelis, because the relatives are Michael. But says the Rama, still we should keep some level of Avelis. The Rama says that they should keep the Avelis until Shabbos. Others say that when they're in the same place as the Avel, that as we're going to learn, they should keep the Avelis. Chama and Tanakama. But ask the Gemara, the Chama and Tanakama both agree that if somebody's relative is sitting Shiva, he has to also feel without a Shiva. Answers Gemara, Ikvinai ima b'bayis. The Nafkamina is even when the person who's shiving Shiva is not with you. Tanakama holds that you still have to participate in the Shiva. The other, Rabbi Kiva says, only when you're there with him. Kiha, Damalei Rav Chia, Rav L'Chia B'Rei, V'Kein Amar Rav Huna L'Rabba B'Rei, Ba'apa, when somebody who's a close relative is holding Shiva, and you're with him, Nahoig Avilasai, you should keep the Shiva as well. B'Loi Ape, when he's not there, Loi Tinig Avilasai, you don't have to keep the veils. Says the Gemara, Marukva Shachle Bar Chamor, Marukva's brother-in-law, his wife's brother passed away. Sava L'Meisav L'Shiva V'Shloshim. He felt that just like his wife is sitting Shiva, so his wife is a relative for someone who has to sit Shiva, so he has to sit Shiva along with her. All Rafuna L'Gabei, and Rafuna came there, Ashkechei, and he found him keeping Hilchos Avelos. Amalei, should the nurse boy lemechel? Are you anxious to eat the food that they bring to the Avelim? He said, Lo amru l'kvar ishtoi, when the halach is the one has to participate with his wife, ela chav v'chamaisoi, his mother-in-law and father-in-law. That's where he has to show Avelis. By a brother-in-law, not. The Tanya Misha Meis, Chama v'chamaisai. Ein rishoy l'yuk of his kachelas. He can't force his wife to put on makeup. L'yus pesekes. Or to make a hair. Elo kaifim itasai. He turns over his bed, as we've been learning, that's one of the halachas of avelos. The noig imai avelos, he participates in har avelos. The kain he shemes, a woman, chamel chamaisa, her father-in-law, her mother-in-law passed away. Ein rishon lius kechel sius bekesis, she can't pick up makeup, she can't make a hair. El kaif mitasav in aegis imai avelos. V'tanya idach, but then the Gemara says there's another braisa. Abish ein amru ein rishon lukavis ishtai. That one cannot force his wife to make herself up while she's in Avelis. Be'emes Amru, Bezegas Lesakos, she's allowed to serve him by pouring a cup. Matzas Lemita, make his bed. Machatz Lepadim Yadav Raglav, she could wash him. Even when she's Avelis, which this was what women, wives did for their husbands. Bekashin Adadi, the first brisa says that not only she doesn't do it, but he participates with her. And here it says that not only does he not do avelus, but she has to serve him. Elav shmamina, kan b'chamois, chav b'chamoisai. When his wife is sitting shiva on her parents, he has to participate. Kan ashak krovim, when she's sitting shiva achman tzlan on other relatives, he doesn't have to show avelus. Shmamina. And tayinami hachi le'amru l'chvayr ishtai. When is there a halacha that he has to show respect to his wife? Ella b'chama v'chamos b'vad, only by one of his in-laws, by a father-in-law, mother-in-law, but not by a brother-in-law or a sister-in-law.